Jesus' teaching and example proves that understanding alone is not sufficient to bring salvation to humanity. Jesus demonstrated and declared man to be the Christ idea, the concrete manifestation of God. And he gave proof of this divine fact by healing the sick, feeding the multitude, and raising the dead. Never did he base his practice upon the beliefs that he was a human being advancing toward the Christ. The Christ Savior must be in evidence as expression, as being. In John we read, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." Close quote. Jesus healed because of his divinity, the Christ idea. From the standpoint that he was the Christ manifested, and because of this concrete premise, the divinity of Jesus was expressed simultaneously in his true humanhood. Quote, "The coincidence of the human and the divine." Close quote. It is not only a privilege, but a necessity to know and declare frequently and with understanding, "I am that I am. I am spiritual. I and my Father are one. I am spirit manifested. I am coexistent and eternal with God. There is no separation between principle and idea, God and man, soul and body. They are one. There is not God and something else. Man is the full expression of God's activity. He is omnipresent, perfect activity. Are you man? Am I man? Where is he? He is ever present in divine mind." Immortality must be a natural thing because life is undying. Consequently, its manifestation of life must be immortal. God is entity, self-existent and eternal. His creation and expression is like him. Then nothing ever began and nothing will ever end, for everything has coexistence in God and with God. These are statements of absolute science. Do not take the halfway position so often entertained that this will be true after a while. Know that it is true now, and hold steadfastly to the truth. Christ is infinite being, and is divine intelligence made manifest to humanity through understanding. Christ has always existed. Christian science has always existed. Mrs. Eddy discovered it. She did not invent it. She has made it available to the world. If we see the divine fact that God is life, then we shall see the divine fact that the only living man is man living forever, the image and likeness of eternal life. The difficulty is that we see the shadow, the lie about man, and call it man. The universe contains not only its own perfect individuality and entity, but it is made of an infinite number of ideas, each of which has its own perfect individuality and identity. In Unity of Good by Mrs. Eddy, we read, quote, "The scientific man and his maker are here, and you would be none other than that man if you would subordinate the fleshly perceptions to the spiritual sense and source of being." Close quote. When humanity attains the true concept of its divinity and maintains it, the mental and spiritual will be harmonized and truth will reign supreme. Jesus, while in the human form, established to sense and sight the truth he presented. It is an understanding of true being, and with this vision, the Word will become flesh, will be humanly understood and manifested. We do not endeavor to heal a man, for man is eternally God's image. But we do endeavor to spiritualize our understanding of man. Life is expressed in activity. God is infinite, eternal life, the source of all activity. This activity is harmoniously governed by divine principle. Whatever is natural, normal, useful, good, and perfect is a divine fact at hand, but imperfectly or humanly perceived. It is known as matter, but is thought manifested or externalized. And we clearly understand that it is not of God, and therefore not real or existent, because we know that, quote, "all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all," close quote. Every organ, cell, fiber, nerve, tissue, gland, and muscle in the so-called human concept of body exists right now in the divine mind as divine idea. Quote, "Immortal mind, governing all, must be acknowledged as supreme in the physical realm, so-called, as well as in the spiritual." Close quote. Because the spiritually minded expresses life and harmonious activity, my being or body, being the expression or manifestation of the one mind, must also function perfectly. Since there is one mind, there is one man, one organ infinitely expressed. Quote, "There is no involuntary action. The divine mind includes all action and volition, and man in science is governed by this mind." Close quote. All so-called human organs do not function from any intelligence or power of their own, but function because they exist as the identity or manifestation of divine mind and reflect the activity of the divine mind. The function of an organ is the continuous expression of eternal mind, life. There is no matter body as mediumship between God and his likeness man, between principle and idea, between cause and effect. Our false human concepts of organs and functions never interfere with the harmonious activity of the divine, any more than a false note on the piano interferes with the principle of music.